A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on May 15th, 2015. And it's on a Friday. My name is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about electoral violence.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Mr. Mboko for ZANPF went to Sengwe today. As usual, they usually force and victimize people to attend ZANPF rally. They force the closure of some business centers in Sengwe County.
So this is Tola Ama Abakokeni Bed. They take advantage of my youth. The Uber Sevens sometimes Uber Sergeants are so push a violence. Uber Sergeants are so which higher. Abadala, I must find Abadala. But force maybe we take voting in the 80s.
Hai wavari kunyepa vari kutya vanozvota vakajwa kare zvanzipa haishandisi chisimba yakashandisa chisimba kubvisa hurumende yasimini zvanzipa inoziva kushanda navanhu.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Live Talk we are going to talk about electoral violence.
The Zimbabwe Peace Project and the Zimbabwe Election Support Network have raised serious concern with escalating tensions in Wurundjeri West and other areas where by-elections are being held. Today, there were reports that the state security agents roughed up people in Wurundjeri West.
The reported violence has prompted the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission to deploy a team to Wurundjeri West to probe the violence that is alleged to be happening there.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, wangu jalu foit. Gibbs nasi, tila utitinge tichitarisa neze nyaya ye mirijonga. Ilikuitika zikuru ku Wurundjeri West. Kurukukwizana va Themba Mliswa varikukwidza vakazvimirira nava Keith Guza ve ZANU PF. Kurikunzi iko madzishe masabhuku nevamwe vari kushandiswa ivo kuti vange vachityisidzira vanhu. Uye mune dzimwewo nzvimbo dzakaita sana kunana Cholocho, vamwe vari kutiwo vari kutyisidzirwa muHarare. Ngoma ndiyo ndiyo vamwe vanopikisa vari kuti maposta avo ari kupota achibvarurwa. Tirakunzwa kuti munoti kuti vateereri muchitudza zviri munharaunda yenyu, Gibbs.
Yes, uri kwandava ndingahambi ke kumpela vhiki sitembo kuti lamutlanje ndiyaphila sivula kwamagama. Iye, udava lwethu ekutwini lamutla sixoxa ke ngaloko okwenzakala kuma-by elections. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulokhetho olubuyayo njalo olunye lwenziwe lamhlanje. Kwakhanya ngazani khona ngale wetsa. Ye, bayenze kuhle abantu zange belwe, kodwa kuzwakala ukuthi eWurundjeri West kungani kuyahanjwa. Aba antu badala bacho njalo phela kuyapfiwa sibili abantu bagijima kuze kudabuka iblugwe. So ke kukhanya kuyahlupha kulokuhlupha nokuthize phakathi kwebandla leZANU PF lalabo abasekela umnumzana Themba Mliswa yena oxotshwa ke kuZANU PF. Besikhuluma labanye ke eHarare bathi ye kuna ngale okuhluphayo ukuthi abakufakayo lokhu kuthiwa ngamaposters adajulwa laba abacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabe ZANU PF. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngalokhu njengoba kubuya ngesikhathi iZimbabwe Electoral Commission isithi kumele kukhangelwe ukuthi kambe kwenzakalani endaweni esijeneyo. Yeah, kunjalo kumfundo.
Gibbs, I think we have our first two guests. First, we have Mr. Strike Mkandla, the ZAPU spokesperson. Mr. Mkandla, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
And thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And we also have a human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga, who is currently in London. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Evening, Blessing and Gibbs, how are you guys?
We are doing great, fine. And thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Let's start with you, Mr. Mkandla. Tell us about the situation right now where you are in terms of the by-elections.
Well, I heard you talking about violence in some districts. So far, we are not experiencing any violence. I hope it stays this way. And there is no rampant bribing of voters, at least not as far as meets the eye. So we hope that it stays that way. Although there are rumors that the usual another cheap items from China are flooding the place. But so far it's not yet.
Mr. Mkandla, can you move a little bit? I think your phone is cutting off. Can you get to a position where we can hear you clearly?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you stay there until we finish the program? Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I'm saying that there's no evidence of intimidation yet, because we've been able to walk around without much, worry. And also, the tearing down of posters, which we experienced in 2013 in some areas, is not yet happening. We hope it stays that way too. But one or two areas, some posters have been pasted over by others. So we are going to check out those areas and report properly to the police, because we have not yet really made any formal complaint. But it's not yet relevant. And there are not any posters, I guess, because it's not like during the general election, with all the major parties, you know, flooding the streets. So far, there are about three, four types of posters showing, but not too many. And there's enough space, I guess, on the walls before we can start fighting for space and the defacing of posters. So there's no problem of that sort yet.
Let's bring in Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, Mr. Mkandla is saying at least for now in Bulawayo things are stable. But it's a different ball game when it comes to Urungu West. Why do you think there's so much violence in this constituency?
Well, the unfortunate thing here, Blessing, is that the political violence, the electoral violence, is not new, but it's a wave that is coming back again, particularly in Urunga West, because it's obviously the expelled provincial chairperson Themba Mliswa, who was with ZANU-PF before, has proved to be so popular with the electorate that perhaps ZANU-PF feels that they will be defeated at the polls, and therefore to try and do away with the genuine will of the people of Urunga West, the element of violence is introduced to strike fear and to try and wrestle supporters from Themba Mliswa, who is standing now as an independent against ZANU-PF's own candidate, Keith Kuja. So I think this is the problem of involving security elements, involving government officials, and having senior government officials like Ignatius Chombe and others going on the ground to try and whip up emotions and intimidate voters, because they see Urunga West as a microcosm of the national macrocosm, to say the least. What happens in Urunga West will be reflective of the national picture going towards 2018. You may also be aware that Themba Mliswa and others are talking about the People First project. So it becomes a litmus test, a test project to say if we are able to crush Themba Mliswa, then it means the violence formula might be deployed in a similar fashion in 2018 to crush the People First project.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs.
Yes, we are away, Baba Mkandla. Now, sukhangeleke khona ngapho ko Bulawayo. Ubona ngazani ke loba kungela umsindo kangako. Kodwa lina liyangapi ke lebandla lenu? Kuyahambeka, kuyakampeneka, kuyakhankaseka sibili kuzwayo.
Kuyakhankaseka kodwa ke ukuthi amanye ama parties njengoba usazi athona kawasoze angene ukhetho. And singakangeni sibili okukhanyayo babethe bona bacwayisa amalunga abo ukuthi xa efika kuma polling stations abspoyile ama ballot papers ukuthi angavalwa manje lokho yikho kunye sikhangeleke ukuthi kuyabe kulabantu abaningi ngaba labantu abaningi xa kungalandelwa lokho abaspoyile ama ballot papers kugcine kusenza ukuthi ibandla ebelibusaleni izana kwezinye izindawo libuyele lizengena koBulawayo. But phansi nxa uxoxa labantu baningi abakunanzelelayo khonokho sithemba ukuthi bazabe lokho besanda abantu abanjalo ababonayo ukuthi lokho kuyabe kufanana lokuqhubela izanu p f izihlalo lezi ezingu-5 ezikobulawayo ezasuke zakwathuka lisela njengoba zingasela muntu kumele kube lokhetho inother words kuwe lama-by-election ngoba yo-declared vacant. So-ke kunjalo ukuthi abantu bakobulawayo sibatshela ukuthi lingavumeli ukuthi izanu kuyibuyele ngoba kudala edliwa izapho kwaze kwabuya i-MTC layo yabadla futhi belokhu bevalelwe but khathesi bazama ukungena futhi-ke ngenxa yokuthi amabandla amanye angaphambanisi atshela abantu ukuthi bangavoti bese kusishikanisa nabantu abaningi kade bezavotela izapho.
So according to Mr. Mkandla, you know, he's worried that you know, the MTCT called for people to actually go to the polls but spoil the ballots. So he says if that is done, then maybe ZANU-PF may win. Yeah.
Interesting. Baba Vinga, muloti kudide zvikutaurwa navapukanya.
Lapo mirana nawozvachose kuti chiripo ndechekuti munoona dambudziko remuZimbabwe ndekuti kunyanya kuZANU-PF havana chimwe chavakadzidza kunze kweviolence kwekurova vanhu nekutyisidzira vanhu havana kudzidza kuti chairwirwa vana mukoma pavakaenda kuhondo yaiva nyaya yekuti vanhu vasununguke kuti vaite zvavanoda vasarudze utungamiri hwavanoda izvi havana kuzvinzwisisa vanhu vezanupf ikozvo vanongofunga kuti tiri muhondo kana munhu musina kuwirirana mukangopokana chete itsvimbe mugotsi havana zvimwe zvavanofunga kunze kwekuti tinokurovai kana musina kuteerera zvatinoda ndo zvatiri kuona kuti dei mweya uyo wabviswa mukati mevana vezimbabwe kuti vakwanise kusununguka pasarudzo vataure zviri pamwoyo pavo zvinosimbiswa nemutemo nebumbiroidzva remutemo renyika rinoti aiwa munhu wese ane kodzero yekusarudza ngana nangana kuti vamutungamire kwete kuti munhu aite izvi avhundutsirwa kana zvaita vanhu vachombogongoa kuti hanzi munhu nemungamira sabhuku vake hazvisi izvo kutyora mutemo kumanikidza vanhu kukanganisa hatingaendi mberi senyika kana izvi zvichiitwa saka iko zvino chinoda kuti chiitwe ikonzi yekuti pave nekurudziro yekuti vanhu vazive kuti vane kodzero dzavo dziri pachena dzavari kubirwa nezanupf vachishandisirwa chisimba vachivhundutsirwa vachirohwa vachinziyo asi pakupera kwezuva kana pakawana mukana wekuti vanhu vasununguke muchaona kuti zanupf izuru rakapinda nyoka.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
Yes, lapha silo muntu osecingweni osetsholotsho khona ngale sizwa ukuthi ngubani khona ngapha etsholotsho silobani
hayi ngitelgama lami.
Ye, kunjani Nkosazana?
Hayi ngiyaphila njani?
Ngiphilile Nkosazana, kumbe ngithi Nkosikazi zakubeka njalo vele.
Nkosikazi.
Ye, kunjani khona petsholotsho?
Tsholotsho, kunzimanyana mbijani.
Kuthwani kwenzakalani?
Amaparti zindina zezikampenela ama-political parties ye-ruling party.
Bakampenela obani khonapho?
UJonathan Moyo.
So bakampena besithini?
Abazekhotoza vele nalo ayengi-former MP nama-councillors njaye-MDP be-city council lawo.
So ukuxokozela kwangikhona kunganani?
Ukuthi vele abantu sebesesaba kuyaxokozela sibi kakhulu nje.
Kodwa kulokutshana yini?
Ukwesaba?
Ye, ukwesaba kume njani?
Ye, uyabasaba abantu sebesesaba ngoba manje ebhuzela sebizela abantu ezinkundleni.
Ababizayo ngobani?
Ngibasebhuzi.
Bafika besithini khona ngani?
Babe befosha ukuthi betshaye islogan phezani.
Kodwa bayazitshaya?
Ye, bayazitshaya nti bayazifosha kungashintambe yabo.
Siyakhumbula kudala ke khonapha etsholotsho kwakwenzakala kuZANU-PF lezaphu kodwa abantu bavota phela ngendlela eyayingakhangelelwanga phela usakhumbula nje
nabathezi vele kuzaba yikho ngoba abantu bayenza into engasinta njalo bayenza vele kokuthi bayebesesaba bacabanga khonkwa kwegugrawun
so bathini nxa kukhuluma lapho uzulu khonapho uthini
vele abantu bayesaba umuntu ngekumthole vele ukuthi ngaphi bayesaba abantu ngoba bayesaba ukuthi ngelezananti yabulapi
kodwa wena ume ngaphi kona ngokuma kwakho-ke
mina vele ngi-NGPT
so uzahamba usiyavota kodwa
hayi hayi
sizwile-ke inkokheli ye-MDC yathi lihambe phela kodwa lifike lispoyile ama-ballots kawuzange ukuze khonokho
ngahamba njeuyadinaa
o yebo phela so-ke ungathini kodwa ngakho konke khonokho okwenzakalayo
mina kuphela ngakutshela abaphathi kuphela ukuthi bona akumelanga bakwenze lokhu ngoba ukwenza into engasintondo yakho asisenze right
hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mama khona ngapho ungathinwa kusasa
hayi namndeni wathi
blessing we've got a woman who is in Jolojo. She's saying that you know chiefs headmen and traditional leaders generally actually forcing people to go to ZANU-PF rallies where they are being forced to actually you know chant ZANU-PF slogans and she says people are now fearing for their lives you know because they remember the kukurawundi issues so they are saying but even if you force people to do what they don't want sometimes it can turn around and vote the other way. So she says that's possible. But she's not going to vote because she's in the MTCT. Says if she goes to the elections, to the polling station, she will only go and dip her hand in ink and that is it.
Interesting. Regetini, kuna mkoma pasmo wari muharare. Makadi mkoma pasmo?
Ndiripo mnuvare.
Ayo, atiripo edu. Chipio mfungwa zenyu?
Mimi mtaona zangu ni good thing akaka ndi zimane redi panye ma ivele ndi kutani ndi kala kuti mina yiti kuti mama pati zvisari kundisa zvangadela kango tidzira zvakaita zvakaita NDC zvekubhoikota pane kuisa upenyu hwevanhu vasingakwanisi kuzvidifenda parisi ndozva mwana wacho anenge wachikuwadzoyo vachirova pane kutoti upenyu hwupuwanisa zvekuti even kana $1 ekutenga mapini izvi anenge asina maona saka ndopandoti waifanira kungoingwa wakangobatana chinhu chimwe chete watongosiyana nazvo zvinoriti kusvika mibato yova nekuti vanhu vakachengetedzeka itina vanhu vacho anenge vachiro vanhu havatombomiri ezvinhu vasingamiri kuti havasungwa saka munhu akasasungwa anotongofungidzira kuti hapana chekutya izvinhu mangwana kana rini anotongoita bisini kutinzi pane vanenge vambobatwa vombovharirwa chinzi vamutongo vanenge vapuwa nevamwe vanenge vachida kuzvika vanotya mawana but right now hapana zvakadaro zvinoitika tokongonza kuti kwakati kuchitungisa like inozi mmc akabva kukwadza emdc hapana wanombobva kuti asungwa saka musinza vanhu iva mangwana angatadza kuzviita vanotongoramba vachizviita because hapana zvavanoita
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma pasmo okay of course what pasmo is saying is that all the political parties the opposition political parties should have heeded the call by the MDC to boycott the elections because you know people are being beaten and members of the Zimbabwe Republic Police are not taking any action.
Mr. Mkandla, I think you heard the last caller. He's saying that why didn't you boycott the elections?
Well, this is quite funny, actually. Because in the first place, we should not have had elections before 2018 in these seats, which were just won by MTCT. But they took a precipitate action just because of internal problems with Tendai BT and Mangoma's group, who went to renewal. Now, we have a funny scenario where the party that expelled the what they regard as rebels decided not to field the other people to replace the rebels. And secondly, those who were kicked out as rebels, who in fact had won the elections on the MDCT ticket, also decided not to contest. Mm-hmm. So it amounted basically to giving up the space to ZANU-PF if there was no other party contesting. Mm-hmm. And we decided we're not going to leave that space open because, first of all, we didn't think that they should reduce the numbers of people from the opposition in parliament. And secondly, in those areas where the constituencies actually voted for the opposition, it is not quite fair for the vote to be wasted so that now ZANU-PF takes the seats by default. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, finally, we as a party, we did not even understand the logic behind the, first of all, the sackings and also the boycott. And nobody told us the reasoning, and apart from the fact that the reasoning is very flawed. Like, for example, that we need to have the electoral reforms implemented and the other reforms that are in the new constitution. Mm-hmm. Now, we think that this is flawed because, first of all, even before this constitution, the MDCT had the majority in parliament under the old constitution. Now that there's this constitution with fewer flaws, it makes less sense to refuse to contest because of the non-implementation of the reforms. And having reduced the capacity to fight for those reforms in parliament by not standing. So it's a real conundrum. And we decided that this is not something that we would want to support. And but to cap it all, they then told their people that they should spoil the ballots in some areas. And I think that is disenfranchising a lot of Zimbabweans who would not want to see ZANU-PF in their areas. And so that's quite an issue in Bulawayo because the people have consistently voted against the ruling party over the last.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mkandla. Can you stay on the line? Silomunye ubaba lapho secingweni umnumzana Brighton Nyathi, kunjani baba?
Hayi, ngiyaphila njani baba?
Siphilile Nyathi, ukuphi khonapho Mdluli?
Hayi, ngiselwagwe lo mission kuka.
Kunjani elwagweli kulapho?
Hayi, sikanyengiseka baba.
Ye, akutsho phela kuhamba njani khonapho?
Ngibona umkhuhlane otholakala elizweni lethu leZimbabwe and kuyaqhuba kakhulu, hhayi. Indaba leyenzakala kuma-by-elections esiya kuyo kayimanga kahle iyadondisa. So ngathi ngakubeka ngithi so ngithi amaZimbabweni wonke engabahlanganisa ukukhuluma ngomnumzana uThankerayi okokuthi bonke bekele bevota ngokuthi kuyavaa ukudlala ngesikhathi ukuthi indlovu neliva ntiyabona.
Uvale kancane, uvala kancane iredio yakho. Ungazani izenzela umsindo pijana.
Okay.
Uvala kancane.
Ya, sengibona sekuzwakala.
Ye, kubeka baba.
Halo.
Kubeka baba.
Ngithi ingqondo zaba uThankerayi ngibona zingasiza iZimbabwe kakhulu ngokuthi khangelani izilonda ezikhona. Ngalelo kunenge kakhulu ukukhulunywa ezikaphuke zilampokho and kuyasikhuba kunenge zisemigment ngapha. Abazali bethu babhubha ngendlela zona lezo ezenzakalayo ziyaqhuba kakhulu. Ruling party kayiphathi kahle eZimbabwe. So ingabe ukuthi obaba bakhulule into yabaphuke zilampokho behlangane le-cabinet yonke benze into one engasiphilisa thina abantwana beZimbabwe ngokuthi lapho esiya khona vele kasikwazi, lapho esivela khona siyakwazi vela emadakeni ngokuthi lakhangela ukuthi salisa sikhiphe isimithi eZimbabwe sikusesiphethe isinkwa sesikhulumekile abantwana beZimbabwe kathe thina ngokuthi khe sesibambezelana. So kathi amavoti elezi sikwazi kwa-by-elections ewurunge ngale ziyabheka kumanga kahle ethemba mlisa ngale bahlukuluzwa abathitsha ephathini nendaba zeqiniso kumbe liqiniso mbazoqiniso kodwa baphike bahlukuluzwe endawo eziningi zithi ngapha hhayi unganini kungcono kodwa babambabamba ngase bakwanisa khona kodwa hayi sisaphindeka kahle.
Kule by-election kulapho?
Hayi, lapha kula by-election kuzimele kukahle, hayi kula problem sizwa kwabanye sibazolisiza ihlobo nabangane abasemaphandeni athini nazo thi na.
So ungatshelani uZulu weZimbabwe?
UZulu weZimbabwe into engayikhuthaza kuZulu wakithi eZimbabwe ani ukubambana senza into enhle sibe nephisi nokuphila impilo efanayo sicabange njengoba sithiwa sifundile ukufunda kuthi kufisize kuthina singaphoqani nami mangidliwe ngidliwe mangiwinile ngiwinile akhona ukuthi ngidinge ukuthi ngithandwe ngokuphoxa abantu kumbe ngokuhlukuluza abantu namasabhuku nezinkosi nezindina konke hhashi lokho kakusinike ubuntu eZimbabwe noba amanye amazwe funa ukusinika usizo angeke asinike sasiyasemadakeni nsuku zonke
hawu ubonike nyathi sibongile kakhulu khona ngapho-ke elwagweru ungathinela kusasa ba
hhayi ngiyabonga ngiyabonga babaduke hlayeni sifonela sile ndalo ezimnandi kakhulu ei
yes alifonela kakhulu khona ngapho baba thank you
kukahle
Yeah, so according to Mr. Nyati, you know, people should boycott these elections, like what Mr. Tsvangirai is saying. He's saying that the electoral field is not level at all. And now he touched on something most probably important too. He says there's no freedom that people of Zimbabwe have tasted. So what freedom can they talk about today if they cannot vote? You still remember the one person, one vote kind of thing.
Yes.
That slogan.
One man, one vote.
He says you cannot get it now. So sizwe-ke silo mnumzana uzibusiso kwele South Africa khona manje baba zibusiso kunjani ye uyangizwa zibusiso khona ngapha lapho khona ye uyangizwa baba
uyakuzwa to
ye utshona njani khonapho
hayi ngiyaphila me
wena ungathini ngakhona ukho kwenzakalezi baba
hayi mina nje into vele bengikhala ngayo kakhulu Dube ngake ngafona futhi ngakhuluma ukuthi laba bantu abo-Tsvangirai bahambe bayovota nje noma kunjalo ngoba ngazi bethi bayaboycotha nje akushintshi lutho kuzohlala kunjengoba so kungcono nje ukuthi bahambe bayovota njengauba umkandla manje ukubekile wacaca ukuthi abantu ababhalisayo ukuyovota bahambe bayovota noma bezovotela eyinye iphathi nje as long izoyi-oppose izalo ngoba manje bengaze benze ama-spoiled papers kuze bekuhlomula izanu p f kakhulu bese siya ngapha eurungwe ngapha abalwa khona lo baba angithi vele ubeke uzanu bayamazi kungakho kulo dlamo olunje vengulwisa ngoba bemazi ngiyakhumbula esinye isikhathi urugare gumbu ecabana nomfo wabo bebangalezi izinto yizo izinto lokhu zibuya zisiba njengoba obabuthangirayi abangenzi njengokuthi bona baboycotha kungela uboycotha kwabo kungcono babe ngathi siyaboycotha kube nesizathu sokuthi soboycotha kuphume imiphumela enje manje ukuboycotha kungela nto abazobenefitha kiyo since kuyalimaza futhi abantu ngoba manje izanu manje angithi yabona indaba za-electoral commission leza angithi manje ayikakalungiswa yonke leyaninto still kodwa kusasenjengoba siyahamba siyovota kuphela kunjalo so mina into ebengayicelisa yikuthi abantu abalaleleyo manje behambe beyovota bengenzi ama-spoiled paper abavotele noma izapho bebe against izalo ngoba izapha ngithi yiyona eqhubekayo so ngoba bengaspoyila amaphepha still izanu p f iyabhenefithi iyathola amavoti bese bengena ezihlalweni futhi bebewaningi ephalamende bezenzela imithetho abafuna ukuzenzela yona abanatshallenji
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana sibusiso sibongile kakhulu baba ube le mpela fike enhle ba
kakhulu namuhlupho nje ifoni yenu mina yangikhawada ayingeni le foni le
oye uwhatsapp yethu wayithola ulayo
ngike wafunda imeseji yami eyi-one le esibili enye aliyifunda ngebo
hayi no siza kuzama ukuthi sibe sikufoni lapha
kulungile
ye siyabonga kakhulu so Mr. Sibusiso is saying you know boycotting won't pay anything you know it's like you are letting Zanu to be in charge forever you know so he says go and vote and most probably vote for Zapo he's not Zapo by the way according to him yeah
okay I think Mr. Tinavadliwayo rambai zvenyu makabata parunare Mr. Mkandla and Mr. Mavinga please do stay on the line for our radio listeners we are streaming live so please go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk this is Blessing Zulu
and I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe